Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a business owner has issued a warning over people in East Donegal being targeted in what appears to be a door-to-door scam. Two men have been arrested in connection with an aggravated burglary in Ballybofey. There's been a 29% drop in the number of people seeking help from the Donegal Sexual Assault Treatment Unit. A condition orange high fire risk warning has been issued for Donegal. And Donegal Beach has been recognised as one of the best places in the UK and Ireland to go sea swimming. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Daniel Brennan coming up at about 5:15. First news though, people in East Donegal are being targeted in what appears to be a door-to-door scam. Gibson's House and Home in St Johnstone say they have been made aware of a man selling knives and purporting to be a representative of their store. Gardaí have confirmed that they have received reports in relation to a suspected bogus caller. Meanwhile, Collins of Rafoe say they have been contacted by numerous people claiming an apparent salesman selling knives in the locality is claiming the shop purchased a number of the items but did not take all of the order and therefore the remainder are being sold at a special price. Edward Coyle, owner of Collins of Rafoe, is urging people not to be duped.
Today we received several phone calls from customers letting us know that they had been approached by a young man selling knives. They say he reverses into the driveway so he can get a quick getaway. The fellow said the Coyle Centre of Foe had placed an order in Letterkenny Shopping Centre and that he had a few left over which was offering to sell locally at a great price. We'd be very concerned that anyone out there would be duped by way of a salesman using or associating our name. So we would appeal to the public to be aware at this time. It's great that customers do tell me these things so I can make everyone aware.
So effectively, your warning to people is if someone claims to have something left over from an order that's been ordered by yourselves and therefore implicitly is backed by yourselves, that is not the case.
That is correct. Not the case at all.
Gardaí say investigations are continuing into an aggravated burglary in Ballybofey last night. Two men, the occupants of the property, are believed to have been assaulted during the break-in. Another two men aged in their 20s were arrested at the scene. They are currently being detained at Letterkenny Garda Station. There's been a 29% drop in the number of people seeking help from the Donegal Sexual Assault Treatment Unit. 78 people attended the unit last year, 7 of those were men and 23 were children under the age of 18. On today's 9 till noon show, advanced nurse practitioner Connie McGilloway urged people who have been the victim of sexual violence to come forward.
Sexual violence is extremely traumatic. With that, there is a lot of self-blame. There's a lot of feeling that people think that they won't be believed because on average, 90% plus of people that perpetrate sexual violence are actually known to the person that has been affected, then that actually puts a massive barrier in place. And what we want to do is try and encourage people to come forward. They will be believed, they will be cared for, and they will be looked after. The Donegal Sexual Assault Treatment Unit is all about the health care and the holistic care needed for patients that present.
I think it's also worth noting too that, not far off 10% of those that saw help were males. And I don't know if we can conclude that males may be less inclined to come forward.
Males do find it very difficult to come forward. They, along with that, and that would align again with the national service and international statistics would show the lack of males coming forward. But it also recognises the fact that 1 in 6 incidents of sexual violence actually are perpetrated against males. So it is a very small number that come forward. But we would encourage anybody, males, females, or any gender identity, to present to the Sexual Assault Treatment Unit for support.
A man accused of the murder of Lara McKee has reportedly had his bail varied to allow him to holiday on one of Donegal's islands. 34-year-old Peter Gerard Kavanagh of Elmwood Terrace, Derry, is charged with the murder of the journalist in April 2019. BBC News NI is reporting that District Judge Barney McElhome has granted permission for the accused to holiday on Armour Island. A Donegal councillor says more needs to be done to provide student accommodation after being contacted by concerned parents whose son may have to sleep in his car. The young man has been searching for a place to stay in Cork ahead of starting college in September. However, he has been unable to secure accommodation and is now considering sleeping in his car for the term. Micheál Colm McGill Asbaugh was contacted by the student's mother and has called on more to be done to help struggling students.
Her son has been allocated a space in the college down south, and they've been trying very hard to find some accommodation. They've been ringing everybody right around the whole area. They've been contacting their own friends and families in different parts of the country to see if they can have any contacts in that area itself. And we spoke for a long time, and unfortunately what she told me at the very end was very upsetting. That says that as a family they've discussed that it's more than likely now the son has to sleep in a car. I says, would it not be better to defer? But the mother says no, that they want their child to have an education, and she has every right that their child has an education. Most families aspire to that. And here we are left with a situation, not just one family, but many's a family right across the whole state and the whole country that just can't find accommodation anywhere at all. There was a time that we discussed about families not being able to afford, and there still are many families that can't afford to put children to school. But here we are, a situation where the family can afford it but just can't find accommodation at all due to government policy. And we need to be very clear and very honest about this here, that this is an economic decision that the government has made over a number of generations about how they move economically, leaving the housing needs both for homeowners and for students to the private market solely to make profit.
A condition orange high fire risk warning has been issued for Donegal. The notice will remain in place until midday Tuesday, August the 16th. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Donegal County Council is appealing to landowners and members of the public to exercise caution and take all necessary measures to prevent the occurrence of wildfires. The fire danger notice has been issued by the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine for all areas where hazardous fuels such as gorse, heather, dry grasses and other vegetation exist. Landowners and members of the public are urged to be vigilant and to report any uncontrolled or unattended fires immediately. The council is also urging people not to engage in activities that could cause wildfires. Householders or building owners in areas susceptible to wildfire are being asked to remove or cut back any vegetation in the immediate vicinity of their home, building or oil tank to prevent wildfires damaging or destroying their property. And cleared areas should be maintained free of all vegetation and combustible material.
Rents in Donegal have hit an all-time high after recording an increase of around 18.5% in the past year. The latest Daft.ie house price report shows the average listed rent is now €881, up 82% from its lowest point. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
In Donegal, market rents were on average 18.5% higher in the second quarter of 2022 than a year previously. There were 76 new home transactions in Donegal, representing an increase of 19% from last year. The average price of a home in Donegal in July 2022 is €199,757, an increase of 6.5% from the first quarter of the year and a yearly increase of 19.1%. Rents in three Ulster counties rose 16.7% year-on-year, reflecting a lack of availability. Just 26 homes were available to rent on August 1st. Prices nationally in the second quarter of 2022 were 9.5% higher than the same period the year before.
The Tonnage Gym, meanwhile, says the government may introduce measures in the budget to reduce the speed at which landlords are leaving the market. The latest Daft.ie report recorded only 716 homes to rent in the entire country on the 1st of August. Leigh Radker says something will be done to address the fall off in the amount of rented accommodation.
What is undeniable is that it is very hard to find somewhere to rent. Another thing that we need to look at as well over the course of the next few months, either for the budget or beyond, is what we can do to reduce the speed at which landlords are leaving. And I know it may not be popular to say so, but the truth is more and more landlords every day are just selling up, and we just need to see what we can do to improve things.
Free counselling is being made available to people affected by the defective blocks crisis. Counselling, psychotherapy and psychological support sessions are being offered by My Mind. As the service currently does not have a base in the Northwest, sessions will be carried out online. Tom Hanratty of My Mind says they are open to collaborating with other mental health support providers in Donegal.
The project essentially provides free counselling, psychotherapy and psychological support sessions to anyone within those affected counties who's been impacted by the defective concrete block. Now, unfortunately, while we do have centres in Dublin, Cork and Limerick, we don't have any facilities currently in the Northwest. The sessions for these people in particular would be done online. Now, we are a blended model of mental health services, so we've been doing online and face-to-face services since we were established in 2006. So we have, you know, a pretty robust system. We've an internal platform that we use, so people can access the services through a video call or just on their phone as well. It's all done through our own bespoke secure system.
How has uptake been then? Has many people or families applied to take part in this?
Uptake is quite slow, but that is not uncommon. So we tend to see a pretty slow trend to begin with. There's obviously an onus on us to try and communicate this project through the right channels and get that information out to the right people. So we're still at that phase. So to date, the uptake has been quite slow. But we've been reaching out to a number of organisations across Donegal in one sense to try and spread the word and also to try and see if we can collaborate in any way, supporting what other services and systems are already in place, and also potentially engaging with mental health professionals that are already working on the ground in Donegal to see if we can do anything to offer that face-to-face piece as well.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Daniel Brennan.
Thanks, Michaela. Starting with rugby, and the IRFU has confirmed it'll be banning transgender women from playing women's contact rugby. The union has changed its gender participation policy to exclude trans women, despite the ban only affecting two registered players in the entire country. The IRFU claims they'll continue to be as inclusive as they can be. However, the move has come under intense criticism from many, who say the policy is unfairly targeting transgender people, without any credible reasoning for the ban to be in place. To soccer, and FIFA looks set to bring the World Cup finals forward by a day to allow Qatar to take part in the opening match. The Netherlands and Senegal were supposed to open the tournament on November 21st, with the hosts playing Ecuador later that day. However, Qatar want their first Group A fixture brought forward to allow them play the opening game. The final decision will be made by the Bureau of the FIFA Council. Semi-automated offside technology will be used for the first time tonight when Real Madrid take on Eintracht Frankfurt in the UEFA Super Cup. Tracking points on players' bodies will be monitored by cameras to allow for more precise officiating decisions. Kick-off in Helsinki is at 8 o'clock. The former Republic of Ireland defender Richard Keogh has joined Ipswich Town from Blackpool for an undisclosed fee. The 35-year-old has signed a one-year contract with the Portman Road club. And locally, there are three games this evening in the group stages of the Colin Breslin Youth Cup. Drumbar take on Bunagee, Milford face Kilmacrenan Celtic, and Letterkenny Rovers are up against Drumkane. And finally, in golf, three players taking part in the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Series have lost a court bid against the PGA Tour to play in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Taylor Gooch, Hudson Swafford and Matt Jones wanted a temporary restraining order that would still allow them to compete in the PGA Tour's events, but a federal judge ruled against them, saying the trio were well aware of the consequences of joining the LIV Tour. The players are also part of a larger group who filed an antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour for being indefinitely suspended for joining the breakaway competition. And that's your sport for now. Your next sports bulletin here in Highland will be tomorrow morning. So for now, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Daniel. And returning to some news, national teachers across the country will be balloted on strike action in the coming weeks unless the government engages on public sector pay talks. The Irish National Teachers Organisation took the decision today to initiate a September ballot of all its members for the potential industrial action unless the government put what it described as a respectable pay offer on the table. Balloting for industrial action will be preceded by a two-week consultation process with a full ballot of all members in early September if the government fails to meet teachers' demands. The PSNI is urging people who were victims of mother and baby institutions, Magdalen laundries and workhouses to come forward, with a particular appeal to people in the border counties and elsewhere in the Republic. These institutions house many, including pregnant women and girls from 1922 to 1990 in Northern Ireland who often felt coerced into giving up their child. Thousands of people are said to have entered these institutions over a 68-year period, and since the investigation was launched in 2021, officers in the dedicated investigation team have received 57 reports, including from mothers who have never met their children. Detective Superintendent Gary Reid is leading the investigation. He believes there are people in Donegal and elsewhere in the Republic who are affected.
If you look at the numbers that have gone through these institutions and workhouses, you know, from 1922 up until about 1990, talking about thousands of people. But we do realise that there's a difficult thing for people to come forward as well. What we're trying to do is get the message out there that we're investigating this and we're needing people to help us in that investigation. Part of that investigation can be, you know, from a criminal point of view, it can be from a sexual nature, it can be a physical one, or what we're seeing quite a lot of as well is alleged illegal adoptions. We're looking for people who've been in these homes, maybe as a young mother or a child, or even somebody who's worked in these particular homes as well.
And do you believe that there may have been a cross-border element in it as well, that there may be people in Donegal or the Northwest who would have information that may benefit the investigation as well?
Yes, sir. Certainly, if you look at the report that was compiled and the research around this, there is a cross-border element. You know, the island of Ireland is a small place around, but we're also working with our colleagues in the Armed Guard of Shikana as well. So we link in with them once a month to see if there has been anything that they can update us. But there's definitely a cross-border element to this. We have a dedicated phone line, and we also have a dedicated email address. Now, that's on our police website. It might take some people a couple of years to come forward this, so we're not going anywhere. We'll be here for people when they're ready to move at their rates. They can get in contact us with that. They don't have to give us a statement at this particular stage. We can talk through things with them and try and reassure them what we're actually trying to do here. We will keep that in a confidential manner, speak it through with you, as I say, with a team of detectives who are trained to deal with this type of incident.
The number of cases of monkeypox in Ireland has risen over the 100 mark. The Health Protection Surveillance Centre has reported 101 cases of the virus. Most of those cases are aged 25 to 44, but the total age range of all cases is 19 to 65. Health officials are tracking down close contacts for each of them and issuing advice on what to do if they become ill. Those planning on visiting beaches over the next couple of days are being advised to be mindful of riptides. The Ornellaí is expecting an increase in the number of people visiting coastal areas, and the warning comes after 10 people had to be rescued by the Ornellaí last weekend after getting caught in riptides in the north coast. The ESB is also reminding the general public of the dangers and potentially serious consequences of swimming in any ESB reservoir, including Asaro, Loch Na Cong and Loch Dunluce in Donegal. Stuart Montgomery, Ornellaí lifeguard supervisor, is advising people to be careful this week and of entering the sea to be mindful of the conditions.
With this good weather, the Ornellaí Lifeguard Service have inspected increased numbers of people coming to our beaches. Because of that, we just wanted to put out a little bit of extra safety advice just to help people understand just how important it is to choose a lifeguarded beach. The reasons for this being, particularly on the north coast at the moment, is that we're expecting some swell conditions as well, which will increase the chances of rip currents. And if I can just give you an example of how dangerous rip currents can be, just on Sunday and Monday on the north coast, there was over 10 people pulled out of the water that were in difficulty in rip currents, none of which happened within the red and yellow flagged area. So if you're going to come to the beach, and some things you can do to help yourself before you arrive at the beach is that you could possibly check the conditions to make sure that you know what you're going to expect once you get down on the beach. And also we want to advise people just about cold water shock. If you're not used to coming to one of our beaches or environmental areas, you might realise that once you get into the water that it's so cold that it might kind of take your breath away for a wee minute. So we want to encourage people to just be careful when they're entering the water and do it slowly. And if they do feel as if they're struggling for a little bit of breath, just to give themselves 2 or 3 seconds, up to 30 seconds, sorry, just to take a few deep breaths, just to acclimatise to the temperature before they proceed further into the water. If you're not in the area that you can contact a lifeguard immediately, we advise people to call 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Meanwhile, Donegal Beach has been recognised as one of the best places in the UK and Ireland to go sea swimming. Dewey Beach in the west of the county has been voted ninth best wildest swimming spot by Ocean Bottle. Meanwhile, Strove Beach near Greencastle has been listed as one of the top wildest swimming hidden gems. Six Irish beaches have appeared in the top 20, with Keene Beach and Anka Island in County Mayo named number one. Travel editor with Irish Independent, Paul O'Conilla, says the beach is one of Ireland's best kept secrets.
There are lots of people who would love to keep Keem a secret and just land there. As you, like, it's some days in winter, and I've been there in winter as well as summer before, you can land there and you can literally be the only person on that beach, surrounded by the cliffs with just this magical patchwork around you. It's just beautiful.
Weather now continuing dry, warm and sunny this evening in light winds. Tonight will be dry with light winds also and lowest temperatures of 11 or 12 degrees. The closing headlines this evening: people in East Donegal are being targeted in what appears to be a door-to-door scam. Gibson's House and Home in St Johnstone say they have been made aware of a man selling knives and purporting to be a representative of their store. Clowns of Rafoe have been contacted with a similar message. Gardaí say investigations are continuing into an aggravated burglary in Ballybofey last night. Two men, the occupants of the property, are believed to have been assaulted during the break-in. Another two men, aged in their 20s, were arrested at the scene. There's been a 29% drop in the number of people seeking help from the Donegal Sexual Assault Treatment Unit. 78 people attended the unit last year. Seven of those were men and 23 were children under the age of 18. A man accused of the murder of Lear McKee has reportedly had his bail varied to allow him to holiday on Armour Island. Peter Gerard Kavanagh, 34, of Elmwood Terrace in Derry, is charged with the murder of the journalist in April 2019. And a conditioned Orange High fire risk warning has been issued for Donegal. The notice will remain in place until midday, Tuesday, August the 16th. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 10th of August. The death has taken place of Kathleen Rose Lynch, née Hollywood, late of 12 Crockmore Road, Craig Ban, Cloddy, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 20 past 12 for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Craig Ban, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Fires Only pleas donations if desired in lieu to Dementia NI, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Dungiven. The death has taken place of Molly Long, Station Road, Chapeltown, Sheffield, England. Her remains are reposing at Terence McClintock Funeral Premises Convoy from 7 to 9 o'clock tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:15 for 10 o'clock funeral mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorner, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Drumbo Cemetery. Family Fires Only pleas donations if desired to Columban Fathers, care of Terence McClintock Funeral Director. Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Lily Devine, née Cairns, 38, Coram Road, Kinahan Strabane, and formerly of Ballocht Sign Mills. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Glenmornan, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Millmount Manor Residence Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Maura Moody, Kiltoll Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for funeral mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church Convoy, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the old cemetery. House private to family and friends, please, with family only before the funeral tomorrow. Rosary in the family home tonight at 9. Family Fires Only pleas donations if desired to Brindley Manor Nursing Home, care of Terence McClintock Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has occurred of Margaret Carr, Knocklyon, Dublin, and formerly of Fanad, Donegal. reposing in Fannigan's Funeral Home, Wilbrook Street, Rathfarnham, from 6 o'clock to 7:30 this evening. Removal tomorrow afternoon to St Columba's Church, Knocklyon, for funeral mass at 1 o'clock, followed by committal in Newlands Cross Crematorium, with family flowers only, please. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the Knocklyon Parish YouTube channel. And the death has occurred of Charlie McFadden, Trinkeel, Breena. Charlie's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to St Columba's Church, Glenswilly, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in Kilfeek Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. with family, neighbours and friends only, please, before the funeral tomorrow. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.